Now, for the benefit of our radio listeners who'd like to catch up on 1 hour of this previous Sunday's broadcasting, this one's for you. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is ready to take us through another edition of Spiritual Perspectives, where we are continuing our exploration of the beauty and the power of communicating with God. As a matter of fact, that's something that William Murphy is doing right now in a song entitled Settle Here. He is encouraging us to get close, letting the Lord settle here. Take a listen. What a beautiful thing. The Lord purifying our hearts.
Ask Him to sanctify my heart.
Not just going through the motions so that we can pat ourselves on the back for sounding so holy, so religious, so sanctimonious, but sincerely desiring to have hearts that the Lord is truly pleased with. And so we ask Him, from the bottom of our hearts, from the depths of our hearts, from the surface of our hearts, with all our hearts, sanctify us. We'll definitely hear some more of that as we go throughout the hour. Again, William Murphy, Settle Here. And as we are looking at this whole notion of genuinely inviting God and His glory to settle here in our places of worship, in our hearts, it starts with us, our hearts, our minds, our attitudes. Starts with us being sincere, being genuine. And when I say us, each of us is individuals. No more game playing, no more hypocrisy. We're not saying that everyone has to be absolutely perfect. That's just not going to happen. I've shared before that, you know, we know that perfection doesn't come until later, until after we've left this earth. Whether it's because we've died and this old earth is still here going on, but our spirits have gone on to heaven, or whether it's because the end has passed and the new day has come, the new season, the new dawning of forever, and the Lord has lowered the new Jerusalem from heaven, and He'll be living with His people. Regardless of how it happens, gotta be sincere. Gotta be sincere. And we're talking about communicating with God. We've taken a look at several things. We've taken a look, for instance, at visions. We've looked at dreams. By the way, just as a brief reminder, generally speaking, with visions, The person who receives the vision from God is often wide awake. But God has basically suspended the person's natural faculties, their natural eyesight, their natural vision, if you will, their natural hearing, and has taken them into a zone, a place where their spiritual eyes and their spiritual ears are picking up on what it is that God is conveying. Very often with dreams, as distinct from visions, the person who receives the dream is often asleep. But God is able to convey whatever it is that he's wanting to convey while the person is asleep. And I guess briefly it should be noted that God is not the only one who can convey information through dreams. He is not the only one. That is essentially a spiritual activity. And God is not the only one who can initiate spiritual activity. I'm not deliberately, because of what this conversation is to be about, I'm not going to go into a lot of details about that. But do know that God is not the only spirit being who can bring about dreams. It's not the only one who can bring about visions. All right, so that's it. We talked about visions, dreams. We talked about the audible voice, where God speaks to a human being or to several human beings, whatever the number, and he enables us to hear his voice the same way we would hear the voice and do hear the voices of human beings. And I gave you several examples from Scripture. We read several passages of Scripture that illustrated events where human beings audibly heard God's voice. Now, we left off from there to videos. And this is what I mean by videos. Very often, God is communicating with us. And again, as we're finding out, he has numerous ways that he's able to convey information, that he's able to get information across to us. Video type communications is one of the ways he can do that. And this is what I mean when I say videos. How many of you have had the experience where you were wide awake and it was as though you were watching a video playing inside your mind instead of your eyes looking at a TV or looking at some video footage on the computer? The video was running inside your head, and you literally saw series of events taking place inside your head, and you heard discussions being heard. It's like you were watching a movie or a TV show, but instead of it being the picture, the video, the audio being outside of you, it was in your head. Well, that's very similar to a dream that we can have when we're asleep. It's very similar to a vision that we can have when we're wide awake. But the difference being, we're not seeing anything with our eyes. Something is being played inside our heads, and we are seeing it. It may be a situation wherein you're driving home, and while you're on your way home, you see video footage inside your head. Nothing goes across your windshield. Nothing goes right in front of you. Inside your head, you see yourself taking a different road, turning to go on to a different road to skip the route that you're currently on. And you see that picture, you see that video footage playing inside your head. And you know what you're seeing. You're very clear about what you're seeing. But you may not realize at the time that you're driving that maybe the thought is being communicated to you, go the way that you're seeing rather than the way that you're currently going. You may not pick up on it like that, and you keep going the way you're going. And you get a little bit further down the road, and you see that all the traffic has been completely stopped. I mean stopped. And you're sitting there, and you're sitting there, and you're sitting there. Finally, you're able to pull up a few inches, eventually a few feet, and you have to stop again. You're able to start up again, and you move a few feet more, a few yards, you have to stop again. Pull up a few more yards, slowing down, slowing down. Able to pull up, speed up a little bit, a few more yards, you have to stop again. Finally, you're able to go ahead and roll at your normal speed, push on through there. And not much longer, you see where there was a terrible accident. It has held you up quite a bit. You're concerned about, you know, what happened, how the people are, etc. But in the meantime, you were held up quite a bit. And then it dawns on you, oh, now I get it. Now I get it. When I saw myself several minutes ago pulling off the road, taking that turn and taking that other route, that's why that came to me. I was being told then to take that route so that I wouldn't get caught up in this traffic jam. Oh, man. And you, very often, that is a way that God can communicate to us. We'll see video footage. It's like it's playing literally in our minds, in our brains. And we're not seeing it with our eyes, but we are seeing it. Video footage. Again, it's almost like we're seeing a dream, because that's essentially what's happening with dreams. It's like we're, like someone is running, playing a video. And we have the audio along with it very often. We hear some talking, not always. There's not always audio connected. Sometimes it's just the visual. But whether it's just the visual or whether it's visual with audio, it's like, it's similar to having a dream, but we're wide awake. And the footage is playing, the video is rolling. Very often, that's a way that God can get something across to us. I know sometimes we can be talking with someone, have a conversation with a person. And while we're in the middle of that conversation, we'll see, again, inside our minds, it's almost as though video is running again. And we will see ourselves talking, and we will hear what we're saying. And there's something that specific that we hear ourselves saying to the person we're talking with, but it does not match up with what we are actually verbalizing in the moment. This is something that's playing in our minds. And then we finish the conversation that we're actually having with the person, go our separate ways, and as we're on our way home, we think about how the conversation went, and then we think about that video footage that we heard and saw. And we think, oh man. And we kind of replay in our minds what we saw and heard in the video. And we think, oh man, if I had said that, this would have had a whole different, it probably would have taken this exchange in a whole different direction. Very often we're seeing and hearing video footage. And sometimes, not always, sometimes, that is God's way of communicating with us. So we need to really begin to value the video. Value the video footage that plays in our minds, whether we are eating breakfast at the time, whether we're having a conversation with someone at the time, we're alone in the car, heading to the grocery store, doesn't matter. Value the video by really paying attention to it. If we need to pull over to a safe spot, pull into a parking lot, and just sit there for a few minutes while we contemplate the video footage that we just saw and heard, or just saw, so that we can determine how we need to respond to it. Then pull over, give it some thought, contemplate, pray, God, was that you? Did you send that information to me? And if so, how do you want me to respond? Do you want me to do what I just saw inside my mind? Videos. At other times, we may not have video running. How many of you like to take selfies? Or maybe you like to take pictures of nature. You really like nature. The birds, the trees, the lakes, the oceans. You really like taking pictures of people. People in nature. You like taking pictures. Sometimes when God is communicating to us, he might have just a still picture inside of our minds. We can see a picture, not moving footage, just a still picture, like we might snap with our camera and send to someone, like we used to do the Polaroids and the Kodaks. And we take that picture and print out the picture. And it was just a picture. There was no moving footage. There was no audio, nothing to hear. It was just that still picture. Beautiful, significant, but just a still picture. Sometimes God conveys information to us by instilling just still pictures inside of our minds. Sometimes we may see it outside of our minds, almost as though that picture is right before our eyes. Same thing with the video. Sometimes we'll see video footage literally pass before our eyes. And sometimes that's God communicating to us. So how many of you have had either or both of those experiences? The video footage in the mind passing before the eyes. The still picture inside the mind just before the eyes, just sitting right there before your eyes. How did you respond? Do you pick up on that most of the time? Do you think that you kind of let it slip most of the time? That's part of the reason that we're talking about this. In fact, this is one of the main reasons we're having this conversation, so that we become more alert to some of the many ways that our awesome Creator communicates with us, talks with us, conveys information to us, so that we can really begin to zero in on that when it happens, so that we miss it less often. Be back in just a few.